Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is just trying to figure out where to buy his road trip playoff tickets right now. Hoynesy, how are you?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys?
You got to be feeling good. You got to be feeling good. You got another trip coming up here. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going, but yeah, they earned at least one more road trip, right? Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Before we get to anything that really matters.
Oh, good.
If you do champagne when you get the wild card, do you really need to do it again after a loss when you win the division?
Hey, I think those guys just wanted to celebrate.
You know, I think so, too.
Just a drop of a hat, they're going to spray champagne.
I think so, too.
Wait, do they celebrate again when they solidify the bye? And then could they do it again if they can pass the Yankees?
Yeah, I think that might be excess.
Oh, that's a little over the top.
Now we're talking.
Okay,
yeah. Here we go.
Postseason,
here we go.
Qualify for the postseason. Qualify, or, you know, clinch the division. Okay, what's the magic number one right now?
Right
to clinch one of the top two seeds.
Correct. And then three. So you got the Yankees. You got five games. Three. That seems a little bit daunting with five games left to go. But you know what? It's still on the table. I no one thought we were going to be here right now. Did you?
No, I did not see this coming, from a mile away. I thought they'd be fortunate to play 500 ball, but, they had the great first half, and they've come on at the right time in the second half.
Hoynesy, how critical is it in two parts here? A, to get Stephen Kwan back. B, to get Stephen Kwan, the guy who hit really well early in the season, back for this team.
Yeah, I think, you can check both those boxes, Jeff. They need Kwan back, and they need the version they saw going into the All-Star break. I don't know if that's possible, but if you look at when he came back off the IL in May from the hamstring injury, he kind of took off there. And if they could get him on another hot streak like that, that would certainly help going into the postseason.
Kwan in left. Lane Thomas solidified himself in center field, in your estimation, and who in right for the most part?
Yeah, I would think, definitely Kwan in left, Thomas in center, and you can, they might just go with the the platoon of Noel and Will Brennan, in right field.
Hoynesy, you got five games left, and you get to see the entire rotation. How is this thing going to work its way out to the playoffs, and who is going to be in the rotation when they hit the playoffs? What do you think the battles are going to be?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy. I would think, from the outside looking in, to me, it looks like, Bibee, Boyd, and Gavin Williams, the division series. We've got to see on, Alex Cobb, is he ready or not? And Cantillo is sitting there. Ben Lively's done a great job all season. So, they have some options, so we'll see how that works. But I would think right now, from the outside looking in, it's Bibee, Boyd, and Gavin Williams. But that's just me. I have no one has told me anything else.
Don't you think Cantillo's made a strong case? They were 0-4 last month in games that he started, but man, they put him up against some of the toughest teams in Major League Baseball. Then he bounces back this month, and the team is 3-0 in games that he's pitching. I think his ERA is like 1.1 something this month. I'm interested to see what he looks like tomorrow night, and I'm interested to see if he's putting up pressure on them to say, maybe we do give the kid the start.
Yeah, I don't know, Andy. I think you could, the way the ALDS is laid out, you could go with three starters. Unless, they want to, kind of change it up a little bit, because there's some off days in there in between the five games. So, you know, if Cantillo gets in there, he will have earned it. And he's certainly, and I'm with you, Andy. He's pitched really, really well this month. That one relief appearance that he had, voters pointed to that, too. That kind of really turned him around.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looked like a different guy. You know, he's attacked the strike zone. He's been throwing his changeup, his breaking ball, and he's been throwing strikes.
Hoynsey, all we knew about Stephen Vogt when he was hired here was that he had just recently played. He was a catcher. He was funny by doing some of the stuff that he did, you know, for the TV guys, and that he didn't have a whole lot of experience when it came to managing a baseball team. He's done a terrific job. What's impressed you the most about what he's done? What has he handled better than maybe you thought he might?
You know, I think he's handled the kind of behind the scenes, the tough calls. That they released Barlow. They sent Tyler Freeman down. You know, they've made some. You know, they DFA'd Carlos Carrasco. I mean, I think if there was some feel or some doubt on how this guy is going to handle the tough situations, the tough conversations. I think those answered that, and I think he did it in a way. You know, much like Terry Francona did it. He said, you can have tough conversations, but that doesn't mean you have to, create an enemy. You don't have to. You can still, be friends. You can still, have conversations. You can still, be civil to one another. And I think that's been part of it. That's been one of the things that has impressed me. And another is Jeff, that he's the same guy every day. He's positive. You know, all managers have to be positive, but sometimes he takes it to the extreme. But, I think that sells in the locker room. He's real. He backs his words up, and I think that has played well in the clubhouse.
Hoynsey, if you had to write the headline on the season, what would it be?
Last time I wrote a headline, Andy, I ended up jumping in Lake Erie. If I had to write a headline, I'd say, where did these guys come from and where are they going?
It's a good one. Well, you actually do headlines the way they're supposed to be written. When we ask people to give us headlines on Friday, they give us like these big, long speeches about things. I wonder how history is going to – I can't wait to see what they do in the playoffs, because that will define the way teams look – the way fans look at this team and try to put them into Guardian/Indians history.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The playoffs always kind of determine, to put the finishing touch on every season. But regardless of what happens, this has been a fun season to cover, and I think it's a season where it speaks well of the organization that they've been able to come back after last year, 86 losses, losing Tito, not losing, but having Tito retire. And not doing a thing during the post, after the offseason to improve this club. They did it with a banged up rotation and maybe the best bullpen that I've ever seen.
Hoynsey and Paul Hoynes joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I don't want to look ahead to next season, but in this case, I think it's a must. Here we are in September. Shane Bieber did not sign an extension. Is there any way he's back with this next year?
He's kind of left the door open. He's talked to Joe Noga, when they were out in L.A. playing the Dodgers. I talked to him earlier in the season. He said the same thing. I think the Guardians are willing to listen to talk to a Shane. And it all depends where he is on his comeback to me. Jeff, where is he? How is that Tommy John progressing? Is he going to be able to pitch? How much is he going to be able to pitch next year? So, I think that's into it. The Guardians are real. Their medical staff is really, really good at rehabbing guys like this. Can they do a 2-year deal, something like that, or 1 year with an option? I think everything's on the table, but I think it's 50-50 right now.
I was just going to mention 2-year, Hoynsey. If I'm the Guardians and I could get him to sign for 2 years, I think I would do that. I don't know if that's something that would interest Shane or not.
I think you bet on the player. if you're the Guardians. And Shane has always put the work in following injuries. I think he would, you know, I think that would be the ideal situation for Cleveland. But I don't know what Shane, you know, Shane's what his ideas are. You know, he had turned down, they offered him several times extensions. He didn't take it. You know, then he has the Tommy John, and you know, he kind of, you know, he bet on himself, and he had a setback. So we'll have to see where his head is at this off season. But you know, from all indications, at least from when I talked to him, he seemed open to it at least.
What do you think of the Tigers right now going into this? They seem to be they're that scary team, I think, right now, the way they played over the last couple weeks and being able to get their way into the sixth spot in the playoffs right now, you know, should things end right now. Your thoughts on the Tigers right now?
The Tigers they're playing great, Andy. They are 35-24 since the All-Star break. And on August 27th, when Cleveland lost to Kansas City, and Kansas City pulled into a first-place tie
right
in the AL Central, the Tigers have gone 15 and – The Tigers have gone 15-8. Cleveland's gone 15-9. Kansas City's gone 7-16, and the Twins have gone 9-15. And you know, the Tigers won the season series 9-4 against Cleveland. I do not think that's a team they want to see in the postseason right now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Quincy, we're all happy that this team is where it is right now, unexpected for all of us. If this team's going to surprise us in the postseason, what's more critical, really good starting pitching or really good offense?
They have to score, to me, Jeff. I mean, I don't think the starting pitching is going to have any remarkable, they're not going to rise from the ashes. They're not going to be more than they have been the whole season. But they're going to have to score. This offense is going to have to score. They can't, you know, they're not going to win too many 2-1, 3-2, 4-3 games, I don't think. So they're going to have to score. They're going to, you know, Kwan is going to have to come back. You know, Jose Ramirez is going to have to produce. Naylor is going to have to produce. They're going to have to get some pop from the bottom of the lineup. But, you know, I think you're going to have to score some runs here.
I'm wondering about this last series against Houston, what that's going to mean. So last question for you. I'm just curious because it's weird. It's like this, it could be a limbo series for both teams.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cause you know, they win one game here in this 2-game series against the Reds. They clinched the second seed. And, you know, that was really important to this team, this organization. They did not want to go into the wild card series again. So that kind of shuts Houston out of the top two seeds. So, I mean, that makes what? If they win tonight, that means what? Four games that really kind of, you know, you're just kind of getting
right.
Guys ready or, you know, getting guys some work. But
then you can end up to turn around and play them in the playoffs. I mean, because then you're looking at Detroit Houston as a 6-3.
So I don't know if you're looking, you know, if you play those final three games like your spring training games.
Yeah.
You know, if you've already locked up the seed, I don't think you're going to shoot too much. You're not going to have your starters go too deep. I think it'll be based on where these guys are at, who needs rest, who needs to stay sharp. All that stuff.
The only thing that's good is that they still have a shot at the Yankees, too, to get that top seed. So we'll worry about that when that happens. Hoynesy, thank you so much. We always appreciate you.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hoynes, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, super friend of the show, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Dodge Ram Hotline.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.